WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
World chess champion Garry Kasparov is matching wits with a computer named Deep Blue. Last year, Kasparov scored a triumph for the human ego when he won his match with the IBM computer. But Deep Blue's programmers studied that match and have since improved the computer. It's running on a faster system, evaluating twice as many chess positions per second than last year. Now, four games into the rematch, Kasparov and Deep Blue are tied. The last two games are tomorrow and Sunday. I spoke with Kasparov last fall and asked him about the computer's approach to chess.
Deep Blue was never designed as a chess computer. In fact, Deep Blue emerged from IBM research of parallel processors. And they recognized by mid-80s, probably late 80s, that chess could give them unique opportunity to try to solve this very important problem in the computing industry, which is to force parallel processors talk to each other without wasting a lot of energy by just doubling the same results. Deep Blue's way of playing, Deep Blue's style, if you call it, it's quite simple and primitive. You know, it calculates, calculates, and calculates. It's a brute force of calculation. But we faced a phenomenon when quantity was translated into a real quality jump, because suddenly we discovered that on these numbers, ads, and Deep Blue could make per average 100 million positions per second, which is a big number, even for the beginners, for chess fans, or for just some, for the general public, and for professional players. With these numbers, I realized that Deep Blue was able to solve some positional problems because it saw so deep and it could avoid some short-term positional mistakes. I'm not talking, of course, about tactics. You know, it's so sharp and so precise. Now they are working very hard to get some chess knowledge into the machine to make this machine more fit for a real chess challenge. And in fact, we'll face very soon a super powerful version of Deep Blue. And next May, when I play it again, it will not be easy at all.
Now, how does computer logic differ from human logic in playing chess?
I think the biggest difference between human player and computer is flexibility. Because when we play chess, we cannot calculate everything to the very end. We have to make selection of the move based on some very subjective factors. We have to evaluate the position. We have to look three, four, five moves ahead as far as we can, and to find out from our perspectives what could be the net result of different route we're going to take. There are many, many factors that we have to take into account. But I know, and all my human opponents, they know that these factors, even some of them are dominant, in many positions can lose their importance. That's why we can easily reshuffle these factors, these priorities, and we are evaluating position using our intuition rather than a pure mathematical calculation. Now, when computer is doing the same exercise, and it just it calculates a line, and it goes to the end of the line, and has to evaluate the final position. Computer has a set of priorities built up by the programmers, and this is a fixed set of priorities. That's important to understand. It's if number one priority is a pawn structure, number two is the position of the king, I mean safety of the king. It will always be number one and number two, even if these factors are less important in the very special position that could arise in the middle of the complicated line. That's why computer is not able to reshuffle these priorities. And the moment you realize the way machine thinks, the way machine makes decisions, machine is very vulnerable to your strategy, because I can change my strategy. I can shift from one strategical route to another. Machine is not capable of doing so. Also, during the match, the six games match, programmers, they don't have any time to change these priorities. That's why it will take them 2, 3, 4, 5 months in the lab when they can learn the lessons of the previous match and then to change the machine to set up new priorities. But, you know, at the end of the day, the flexibility is a big, big problem for the machine.
Did you feel like you were representing mankind against machine and that if you lost, it would be a defeat for mankind and if you won, a triumph for the human being?
I don't think we can talk about the triumph because the machines are getting better and better. That's why even if,
right,
if
the battle's not over yet.
Yeah, exactly. If it's triumph, it's very temporarily. But the defeat could be quite disastrous, and that's why the pressure on my shoulders, the psychological pressure was much higher than a normal chess event, because when I play a world championship match, I can lose my title, which is important for myself. It's important for my relatives, my friends, some time is important for chess, but playing machine, I represented a very, very, I wouldn't say the whole mankind, but definitely many, many people that believe that human's integrity and human superiority was in danger.
Okay, so here you have all the psychological pressure on you, even more pressure than when you're defending your title against another person, and yet you can't psych out a machine in the way you can psych out an opponent. You can't look at the machine and expect to intimidate them with your look. You can't analyze the computer's face and see where are their vulnerabilities today.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, any outside psychological factors working against me because machine doesn't tire, machine doesn't care about the weather, about the noisy public, about the press, you know, about just any other factor will work against me because I'm a human being and I'm exposed to some disturbances during the event. But as I said already, machine is not flexible. And again, the moment I know the characteristics of my opponent, I feel very comfortable, very confident, because I know this opponent now, it's like an open book for me. When I have a human opponent, I will never enjoy the same privilege. The question is whether I will be able in next May to do the same within the first two games. I mean, just to get all information from these games, to analyze that, and to make a new portrait of my opponent. Because the disadvantage of the first match and also the second one, that I do not have access to any game played by Deep Blue. That's why, you know, I have to prepare myself for the opponent without any available information.
Now, what do you do in a chess match to keep up your concentration and to prevent frustration or any other emotion from interfering with your game?
No, it's absolutely impossible to keep frustration out of you or the whole match. I do my best, but even in a match against Deep Blue, I was frustrated a couple of times. And in game four, for instance, when I was a crack on the computer and just it didn't work for about 15 minutes and just they lost the signal and whatsoever. And I was very nervous. It's an obvious frustration. And then I immediately made one mistake, another mistake, and I was very, very close losing again. Luckily, my position was quite good before it happened. That's why I was able to defend that. But it was very, very unpleasant. And I felt pretty bad. And I mean, I learned that whatsoever, I have to keep my concentration and just ignore what's going around. It's doable, yes, to be quiet. If you can concentrate on your opponent, you know, I try to imagine that it's an opponent with some qualities. You know, it could be a human being, it could be a machine, but it's just an opponent. And this opponent has such and such and such characteristics. And as I have to take this or that strategic route to play the game because that will be the best and the most annoying for my opponent. And trying to isolate myself from the nature, physical nature of the opponent, that helps.
Garry Kasparov recorded last fall. This weekend, he'll play the last two games in his rematch with Deep Blue.